RSN Central's Form Express.
Yeah, great to be with you on this Tuesday, the 28th of January. It's time to back a winner on this Tuesday. And don't forget, we're starting our new segment once again this week, the $1,000 Challenge. Boy, it was a wonderful debut for the $1,000 Challenge last week. We have $1,177 in the bank. Once again, we start with $50, so we need to find a bet today where we place our $50. The idea of the game is continuing to all up that $50 if we continue to win and try and get it to $1,000. If we lose, we're out for the week and we have to regroup the next week, but we won't lose. Hopefully we can continue on our merry way. But they're racing at Benalla in Victoria today. Warren Huntley's best bet in his form preview between 10 and 10.30 this morning. He liked race 7, number 9, Karachi. And, of course, to get Warren Huntley's full set of tips, just head to our website at rsn.net.au. Harry White's best bet, race 2, number 5, Tides of Jupiter. Kim Hahn's got some nice chances at Benalla today, and Kim joins us. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, thank you. In the first race, Fontaine Diamond goes around for Jack Martin, gets a middle gate. What are you expecting?
Look, there looks to be not too much speed in there. The obviously, the first start looks to go pretty quick, so I think we should be able to just come across and just swap behind the speed, hopefully, and should get a good run.
Okay, so is today Fontaine Diamond's day to break its maiden?
Look, horse is going well, but I think the favourite does look hard to beat. It was a pretty impressive trial, so I think she's a good place chance, and hopefully we can run over the top of the favourite.
Last request has been in really good form. He's a consistent galloper. Can he win his third race today?
Look, I think he can, absolutely. I do think he's got a very good each-way chance today. It was a good run last start at Ararat. He got out late and flew home. I do think today he can run a big race.
What's your best?
He likes Benalla as well. He's got 22 wins have come both at Benalla. So.
What's your best today?
Last request each way.
All right, thanks for that, Kim. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
There we go, Kim Hahn with his two runners there. So his best, last request in race number 7, horse number 2, currently $5 and $1.90 with tab.com.au. Racing in New South Wales at Goulburn, Ian Humphries has done the form for us. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Gareth.
Where do we start with your specials?
In race 3, number 6, Wild Chat. Led 3 out for a most impressive debut win. Draws barrier 1 here. A couple of the main chances have come out, so pretty keen on him. Race 3, number 6, Wild Chat.
Okay, and then where do we go?
You go there. A bit of value, Gareth. Race 6, number 12, Mad Fox. I think he's about maybe $10 or $12. He has the fitness edge on his main rivals who are all resuming. He should get every chance here from barrier 1 as well. It was a good run first up, and he has a very good second-up record. So keen on him each way. Race 6, number 12, Mad Fox.
Okay, and a quaddie, please.
The quaddie first leg will take 1, 6, 9 and 15. The second leg, 3, 5, 12, 13, 14. Third leg, 1, 3, 7, 12. And come home with 3, 6 and 8.
Thanks for that. Good punting.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Ian Humphries looking at that meeting at Goulburn. Also racing in New South Wales at Tamworth today. Howard Walter joins us. Good morning, Howard.
G'day, Gareth.
You confident?
Later in the day, I am. Early in the day, there's not a lot of value. There's a couple of tricky races, but I like the last two races. I'm going to start off in race 6, number 7, Fiery Zone, a horse with Cameron Crockett. Now, this horse comes out of some very strong maiden races. Its first 5 starts. Every race it contested, it finished second, third or fourth, and there's been minimum 4, 5, 6 winners out of each of those maidens since. Then it resumed at Mudgee 7 weeks ago. It sat 3 wide, no trail, drew very wide there, and then ran them all down. It was a very solid effort first up 1,200, and the money was on. So here it is now 7 weeks later, hopefully in that same sort of condition. It's going to get the rails trail, and as long as the inside's okay, it's going to get such a nice run. So I thought race 6, number 7, Fiery Zone, which is around about $4. And then in the last race, race 7, all the money for number 5, 2, Big Fari, which is first up from a spell and has trialled well. But I'm just going to go for the second favourite, number 6, Looking Alive, because this horse is hard and fit, and he's very consistent. Last start at Inverell, they just didn't go hard enough, so put a line through that. There's good speed elsewhere. I just see this horse settling, you know, 5th or 6th and hopefully, you know, in the right place at the right time. Race 7, number 6, Looking Alive.
Okay, and a quaddie, Howard?
Going to go a bit skinny in parts. First leg, 3 and 4, into 1, 2, 3, 7, into 2 and 7, into 5, 6, 7, and 16.
Thanks for that, Howard. Good luck
Thanks,
today.
Gareth.
There's Howard Walzer with his tips at Tamworth, racing in Queensland at Rockhampton. Michael Charge is with us. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Gareth. Yeah, filling in for the great man today. I think the surf was up at Majimba Beach this morning. That might have been the reason.
That'd be a sight with...
the the golf course beckoned.
Yes, with his speedos on the Richmond Football Club speedos.
Oh, yeah, words, not pictures.
No, can we find a winner at Rocky today?
Oh, I reckon we can. No, it looks a good program at Rockhampton today. I'm going to kick off nice and early. Race 2, horse number 8, Boltalia. Garnet Taylor trains Ryan Wiggins to ride blinkers first time. I thought this filly was pretty good on debut at Rockhampton. She got a bit lost early, really attacked the line nicely. There was money for her. She's since trialled at the Sunshine Coast, won by 2 lengths, and she looks a real filly in the making, Boltalia. I think she can win race 2. So race 2, horse 8. Then we jump into race 4, horse 3, Native B. I thought it was tremendous each-way value. You were shopping around $10 last night, I think about $8 this morning, but a pretty promising horse. Gets back, hits the line hard, needs the speed on, but gets that in this race today. First up, trial well. So I think it's a good each-way bet, race 4, horse 3, Native B. And then probably the best of the rest is race 5, horse 7, Sizzling Sun from McCurry Stable at Toowoomba. Drops back in grade, been racing sort of benchmark 65s in southeast Queensland. Class 3 here at Rockhampton today. First up, does go well first up as well. So I think drawn well enough to put pay to these. So race 5, horse 7. So there you go, 3 of the best. Race 2, horse 8 will win. Race 4, horse 3 each way. And race 5, horse 7 should just win as well.
Okay, mate, do you have a quaddy?
I do. First leg, race 4, I'm 3, 1 and 4. The second leg, a bit tougher, I thought. We just need to shop around a little bit there. Race 5, 7, 6, 2 and 5. Race 6, I'm 5, 3 and 2. And in the last leg, race 7, 7, 1 and 3. Got a roughie to get us home. Hopefully a bit of value in the quaddy.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, mate.
There's Michael Charge there with Look at Rockhampton, the man that we're talking about that he was replacing, of course, is our great fan Chrissy Nelson, who's a Tiger fan. So he's taken a well-deserved day off today. But I tell you what, Michael's a wonderful judge, so follow his tips there at Rockhampton. And for all of our tipsters' full set of tips, head to our website, rsn.net.au. Harness racing today, Kilmore, Craig Rail, good morning to you.
Yes, sir. Good morning to you, Gareth. Good morning, all. We've got 9 races on the program at Kilmore tonight. First event at 6:27. My best bet of the night is race 8, number 2, Vouchers. First up from a spell, very good quality filly for Jess Tubbs and Greg Sugars. Placed 2 of the last 3 starts and did trial very well last week at Tabcorp Park, Melton. Second behind Soho Tsunami. And Soho Tsunami came out and bolted in its stall last yesterday. So that's a good form line. Race 8, number 2. My other best bets, race 1, number 2, It's Okay Being Better. Won 3 of its last 4 starts and does have a little bit of gate speed. Hasn't shown that gate speed in this last couple of runs, but does strike another suitable assignment to this afternoon. And I like race 7, number 6, Pantano Stride. Unfortunately, there's a couple of scratchings, a couple of the main dangers, so it'll be a lot shorter. But it was a very good first up win. Beating something fast, was able to sit up without cover and proves too strong in the concluding stages. Race 7, number 6. And the quaddies today, in the first leg, I've gone for 4, 6, 7 and 8. Trendy Bromac, Pirate Bay, Illawong Class, the emergency gaining a start, don't miss him, and Mirakuru. Into 5, 6 and 7, Just Believe, who was a little unlucky first up, beaten narrowly. Dealer's Knock, who looks the likely leader, and Shadow Justice. Across to the third leg, it is numbers 6 only, which is Pantano Stride. That does look very hard to beat now. And in the last leg, 2 and 7, Vouchers, and I put error in there as a bit of cover. So it's 4, 6, 7, 8, 5, 6, 7, 6 only, 2 and 7, $36, 150%, $24 for full. Looks to be a good card, Gareth.
Thanks for that, Craig. Good luck there today. Greyhound action at Warrigal and Horsham. Horsham, the twilight meeting. Of course, Warrigal tonight. Georgie Ferruges, here to help us back a winner in the dogs today and tonight. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
We'll talk about this later on with Off the Leash, but Feral Frankie's retired, which is devastating for all of his fans.
Yeah, obviously, we like to see the good dogs race, but yeah. I can totally understand their decision. And, yeah, look, he's going to be a force at stud, that's for sure. As you said, we'll talk about that soon on Off the Leash. As you mentioned, Horsham kicks off in the twilight section. Race 11, number 4, is the one I'm keen on, Zambora Bear. Liked his win last start, and he's got some speed to offset the box draw. He's got a vacant box on his outside. Certainly a winnable race, race 11, number 4. Looking forward to seeing race 12, number 2, Barinya. He's won 11 of 16. He's an absolute star, but very, very short. Race 11, number 4, the one we should be looking at. Quaddy numbers 4 and 5 into 1, 3 and 7, into 1, 3, 4 and 6, into 1 and 3. That's for Warrigal tonight. For Horsham tonight. Warrigal, again, just after the quaddy legs, race 9, number 5, Galabale. Just been becoming bridesmaid, 4 of its last 5 starts. So I think tonight's the night. Has placed in 8 of 10 this track and distance over the 400 at Warrigal. Again, I think it's a winnable race. If she can get out, she'd be hard to beat. Race 9, number 5. Quaddy numbers 1, 2 and 4 into 1, 4 and 5 into 2, 5, 6 and 7 into number 7, Peter Gallo on his own. God bless his soul, that greyhound. He's a one-hour job every time the way he's racing at the moment. So I'll be in there soon, Gareth, and we'll have a good chat about some ground racing that's happened and future stuff.
You're a good man, Georgie. Thanks for that.
Thanks, mate.
And that wraps up the Form Express today. If you've missed it, you can listen to the podcast.